In this tutorial, we will review the Incident 2 billing guidelines for mid-level providers. For additional information on Incident 2 billing, please access the Master Files section of the MedEnt Manual. To access the MedEnt Manual, click over the menu button in the top right corner of the screen. Select the Help and Video Tutorials option in the pull-down menu. When the submenu is accessed, select MedEnt Manual. When the manual has been accessed, click the Master Files link. When the manual has been accessed, click the Master Files link. When the manual has been accessed, click the Master Files link. At the Master Files screen, proceed to select the insurance companies and collection agencies link twice. When you have reached the insurance company page in the manual, scroll to the bottom of the screen to access the Incident 2 link. When you have reached the insurance company page in the manual, scroll to the bottom of the screen to access the Incident 2 link. At the top of the Incident 2 screen, the CMS website link will access the full Incident 2 services document provided by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. At the top of the Incident 2 screen, the CMS website link will access the full Incident 2 services document provided by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It is the responsibility of your office to fully review the Incident 2 billing guidelines found at the CMS website. It is the responsibility of your office to fully review the Incident 2 billing guidelines found at the CMS website. The definition available in the MedEnt Manual is only a an abbreviated definition of the guidelines provided by CMS. With Incident 2 billing, a physician can bill for the services of a mid-level provider if the mid-level provider's services are billed Incident 2 the physician's services. In order to do so, the physician must meet certain supervision requirements. The physician must meet certain supervision requirements. For complete details on the supervision requirements that must be met, please see the documented CMS guidelines. According to CMS, mid-level providers are designated as non-physician practitioners and can include but are not limited to physician's assistants, nurse practitioners, and clinical nurse specialists. According to CMS, mid-level providers are designated as non-physician practitioners and can include but are not limited to physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and clinical nurse specialists. An advantage of Incident 2 billing is that the practice receives 100% of the physician's fee schedule for the services rendered. In order to receive the full physician fee schedule, all of the Incident 2 requirements must be followed. If a mid-level bills for their services under their own provider ID number, the mid-level provider will receive 85% of the physician's fee schedule. Incident 2 billing pertains to the patient's office visits only and is not permitted in hospitals or skilled nursing homes. For information on billing mid-level providers in these settings, please access the shared split link. Scroll to the bottom of the manual page and select the Setup for Nurse Practitioner Physician Assistant link to view the list of insurances that recognize Incident 2 billing. Scroll to the bottom of the manual page and select the Setup for Nurse Practitioner Physician Assistant link to view the list of insurances that recognize Incident 2 billing. At the top of this screen is a list of other insurances that credential mid-level providers but do not recognize Incident 2. At the top of this screen is a list of other insurances that credential mid-level providers but do not recognize Incident 2. The setup for these insurances are handled differently than the Incident 2 insurances, so please contact MedInt support for assistance. The list of insurances that do recognize Incident 2 are located at the bottom of this screen. Please note that this is the list of insurances that MedInt knows of recognizing Incident 2. Please contact MedInt support if you have questions or concerns about other insurances that you would like to set up Incident 2 for. In MedInt, in order to set up Incident 2 billing for mid-level providers, your user must have access to the master files. You may always refer back to the manual to review the steps for setting up. You must first ensure that each non-physician provider is set up as their own doctor in the doctor master files. At the doctor master file screen, the provider as a doctor field should always be set to no for all mid-level providers. The nurse practitioner or physician assistant field should always be set to yes. The nurse practitioner or physician affi- The nurse practitioner or physician assistant field. The nurse practitioner or physician assistant field should always be set to yes. This will set the provider at the mid-level status. The NP-PA field is not required. The NP-PA field is not required. However, it is recommended in order to distinguish which type of mid-level the provider is. The next step in setting up Incident 2 is to access the insurance company. At the Insurance Company Master File screen, in order to recognize Incident 2, you must set the Recognize Non-Doctor field to Yes. When this field is set to Yes, the Use Incident to Services link becomes available, where you can set the field to Yes to activate Incident 2 for this insurance company. When this field is set to yes, the Use Incident to Services link becomes available, where you can set the field to yes to activate Incident 2 for this insurance. When this field is set to yes, the Use Incident to Services link A pop-up will appear and will state that you have a default set for charge entry, and that you must access the install options to change this default value. At the Master Files menu screen, to access the charge entry options, select the Install Options link at the bottom of the screen. Please note, you will be required to enter a password before proceeding to the Install Option menus. Select the Charge Entry Options button. And at the next screen, select the Charge Entry Standard Options. At the Standard Options screen, option number 33 will set the Incident 2 default answer. There are five default settings that can be used for this charge entry option. You should also note that this is... You should also note that this setting is not per a specific insurance company. This is a global setting in MedEnt. This is a global setting in MedEnt for any insurance that recognizes Incident 2. This is a global setting in MedEnt for any insurance that recognizes Incident 2. When the capital letter N is entered, the Incident 2 field will default to always answer no to Incident 2 billing. At the charge entry screen, when the correct diagnosis code have been selected, click Enter to add the charges. Click into the Doctor field to select the appropriate provider from the Doctor Selection pop-up. When the provider number has been added, the Supervising Doctor pop-up will appear. You will notice that the Incident to Service field will have defaulted to No. You will notice that the Incident to Service field will have defaulted to No, as was set in the Charge Entry Install options. If needed, you have the ability to change this setting by clicking over the link and selecting the appropriate answer. If the non-physician provider is making the primary diagnosis themselves, or if they are assisting a doctor in surgery, the Incident 2 field must be answered as no. Answering no in MedEnt will result in the claim being billed with the mid-level provider's name and MPI number. Please note that in order to meet the correct fee schedule for billing, it is very important that the supervising doctor number is added before proceeding. Back at the charge entry install options, the next default option you can select is the capital letter Y. This will default the field to Yes for Incident 2 billing at the charge entry screen. Back at the charge entry install options, the next default option you can select is the capital letter Y. This will default the field to Yes for Incident 2 billing at the charge entry screen. Again, when you enter the appropriate mid-level provider's doctor number in charge entry, the supervising doctor pop-up will appear. You will notice the letter Y has defaulted in to the Incident to Service field. You can always change the default answer in this pop-up if needed. If the non-physician provider sees the patient as a follow-up of the doctor's initial diagnosis, If the non-physician provider sees the patient as a follow-up of the doctor's initial diagnosis, the incident to field must be answered as yes. The incident to field should be answered as yes. Answering yes will result in the claim being billed with the doctor's provider number. The ordering doctor is not required for incident to billing and will not be sent on the claim. However, the field is still accessible when answering yes to incident 2 for reporting purposes only. The next option available as a default for answering incident 2 is the lowercase letter N. When a lowercase N is entered as your default, the incident to service field at the charge entry screen will be blank. When the supervising doctor pop-up appears at charge entry, you will notice that there will be no pre-selected answer for the incident to service field. Because there is no default selected, you will be required to enter in an answer for incident 2 billing every time this pop-up appears. In the install options setting, the incident 2 default Back in the install options, setting the incident 2 default to the capital letter S will allow you to answer the incident 2 question from the eSuperBill. The incident 2 field at the eSuperBill will only be accessible if your default is set to S and the patient's insurance recognizes non-doctors and incident 2 billing. When the patient is seen by a non-physician provider and a CPT code has been entered in the the incident 2 link will be activated. Where you can click into the field and make your selection. If you have accessed the e-bill from the Chart Central screen, you can click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to Chart Central. From Chart Central, click the Charge button to access the Charge Entry screen. You will notice that the Incident 2 answer selected in the SuperBill will automatically fill in at Charge Entry. You will be able to change the answer. You will be able to change this answer if necessary. You will be able to change this answer if necessary. For EMR clients, the last option. For EMR clients, the last option available for Incident 2. For EMR clients, the last option available for the Incident 2 default is the capital letter P. This will allow you to answer the Incident 2 question from a progress note. This will allow you to answer the Incident 2 question from a progress note. At the progress note, entering the corresponding CPT codes by clicking over the CPT selection button. At the progress note, enter in the corresponding CPT codes by clicking over the CPT selection button. When the CPT codes have been entered, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen. Back at the progress note, the Incident 2 pop-up will appear where you can select the appropriate answer. When you answer the Incident 2 question from the progress note, you will always be able to re-access this field. At the Super Bill or Charge Entry screens if a change is needed. You should also note that if a claim ever needs to be rebilled, you will be able to access the Incident 2 link from the patient's ledger card. This concludes the Incident 2 Billing Overview video tutorial. This concludes the Incident 2 Billing Overview video tutorial.